things about the Christ, but our fellowship is with Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Him, hallelujah, that was born of a virgin girl, Mary, born of the Spirit and not by the blood of man or the loins of man. Amen. Him, amen. Praise God, that went, hallelujah, as a lamb to the slaughter willingly, amen, crucified, beaten, amen, hallelujah, on the cross, amen, praise God. This is the Jesus Christ that we serve, amen. Him that died for our sins, became our scapegoat. I'm talking about our kinsman redeemer, him that, hallelujah, left his estate and all of the glory and came down and inhabited a body that he prepared for himself, praise God. This is the Jesus that we get so happy and glad about. This is why we praise and worship, amen, because he died and he paid our sin debt, amen, without the shedding of the skin, without the shedding of blood and the tearing of the skin, there is no remission for sin. There must be a redeemer, amen, praise God. In order for God to deliver man, he had to come as man, Hallelujah, Jesus, and I thank him this morning, because this is why we praise. This is the Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus the Christ. This name is exalted. Some may come calling themselves Jesus, amen, praise God, but that don't make them the anointed one. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. I said he died and he stayed 3 days in the heart of the earth. That's what the word says. And he went down to Sheol and he preached the word of liberty there. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. This is Jesus. This is who we serve. Hallelujah. And the anointing was so strong. Hallelujah, that the dead in Christ was seen, the early believers were seen walking the earth. Beloved, we got power, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
we got resurrection power,
hallelujah.
You got to expect to resurrect something in the service of the Lord. Nothing can stay dead, nothing can stay sick, nothing
hallelujah.
Can stay lame, it won't stay blind. We got
power,
resurrection power, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name, hallelujah. Him that rose because the grave couldn't hold him. Him that resurrected, amen, hallelujah, not to mortal life, but to eternal life. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the service that we are in. Amen. The kingdom that we represent is not of this world. That's Jesus that we serve. He's not just another prophet. Amen. Because of the limited understanding of man, they cannot bring our God down to being just a mere prophet. He is yet God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God's name and the fellowship with Jesus Christ this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory God. I could be loud sometime, hallelujah. Hallelujah, then sometimes the Holy Ghost could be very sweet and quiet through me, but however he chooses to use me is all right with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory God. Sometimes I get excited and turned up, amen, or crunk, amen, like Apostle Earthright Morgan liked to say, hallelujah, he only died for my sins. He only paid the whole debt. Hallelujah. He did not give me what I deserved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, of the gospel that it has been finished. Whatever it is finished. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is finished. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So as a heralder, hallelujah, of this gospel of power, this gospel, hallelujah, that brings faith, this gospel that makes hearts new. As a heralder, hallelujah, when you drop it, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, you can't see the expression of everyone, hallelujah, that he has changed through this message. Jesus Christ, he is the gospel. I said Jesus is the gospel, hallelujah. You may not see all the change, but it's not for you to see, it is for him to see.
Hallelujah.
It's for him to take note.
Yes,
just have to have faith believing that
Lord,
the message that you are preaching and singing is doing what God sent it to do. Change is taking place somewhere, somehow. I don't have to see the change because I believe God. I believe God. I believe there's no way you can stay the same. Hallelujah. Because I believe God. My faith is in the gospel in Jesus Christ. The message itself. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for the increase on each and every one of your lives.
Thank you,
today,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, the lives of the hearers. Amen. Hallelujah. The gospel makes you want to walk upright. Hallelujah. Like a palm tree, the gospel. The gospel makes you want to straighten up your spiritual spine. I said the gospel. Hallelujah. The gospel will make you want to be closer. I said the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, know what it is that you represent. Know the power that God has given unto you. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. He has been speaking to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't expect for things to stay the same. You ought to expect some change. Hallelujah. He's mm-hmm. been speaking to us that he is a catalyst of change, and things is going to change. You're going to change. Your heart is going to change. Your mindset is going to change. People are going to come and be quirky. But if you long suffer with them, they will change too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's going to be constant change, praise God. But he gave us the grace to get ahead of this thing. And he said, let change serve you. Don't let change be your master.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Stay connected to the true vine. Amen. The original OG. Amen. Praise God. And I know some people don't like it when I talk like that, but I go there sometime. Amen. I say, listen, he is the original, the Alpha and the Omega.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Praise God. It doesn't get no more original than him.
Hallelujah.
Stay connected to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometime I go there. Because language is a gateway, beloved. Hallelujah. And if you can't speak their language, you can't reach them.
Praise
God. Mm-hmm. You got to watch what the Holy Ghost do to me when he put me
Hallelujah.
On the street corner with the youth. Praise God. I'm talking about God knows how to reach people. Hallelujah. God knows how to reach a soul.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I wasn't born walking and talking this thing. I came crawling in. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God is encouraging us today.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Whether you be on the conference line, a street corner, a supermarket, hallelujah, wherever God make your post at any given time, whether it be an accident scene. I don't care how they come in, long as they come in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The goal is that they hear the gospel and believe. Sometimes you will encounter people and you may be the last open door to heaven that they see. Amen. Praise God. You have the keys to the kingdom. Beloved, you got to be ready. Amen. Praise God. Ready to speak on behalf of God, ready to forgive sins, to extend grace and mercy, praise God. Because, beloved, we are in his service, and all I know is that every time I sat down with the Lord, he ain't serving nothing but some love. Amen, praise God. It just keeps coming up. Love, love, love. Every table that he has prepared for me, praise God. Even if it was something that I didn't want to eat, even if it was something that was hard to see, it was yet love. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I want to encourage you. Amen. I'm going to release the line to Mother Roberts that she can do the introductory. Amen. Praise God for the service. Hallelujah. Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. We are in his service. I woke up this morning and that thing was singing in my spirit. Thankful, thankful. Hallelujah. I didn't even open up my eyes, but my spirit was singing. Thankful, thankful. Hallelujah. It's like my spirit said, I don't know what your plans are, but I'm going to tell you what we are doing today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank that we ought to be grateful that we are in his service.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I am grateful. And it is an honor. It is not a burden, praise
Hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God has given us many assignments, even the raising of our children. Sometimes the assignment may be with your spouses. Amen, praise God. Beloved, all you got to do is understand the assignment. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, what
Hallelujah.
Are you doing? What must I do? Why am I here? How should I serve?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember this one particular day I was speaking to my husband, hallelujah, and there was a strange thing happening, amen, hallelujah. And every time he would say something to me I don't like, I would start singing, yes, Jesus loves me, hallelujah. It was the love of God, yes, Jesus loves me, oh, yes, hallelujah, Jesus. And he said, oh, you singing, huh? Oh, yes, because you got to know who's talking to you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Me, but I was talking to Jesus. He was talking to me, but I was singing to my Lord. He was talking to me, but I was shifting the atmosphere. Praise God. Hallelujah. I understood what God gave me. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh,
you.
God. Hallelujah, beloved. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. God is. Each and every one of us have an assignment. Whether we understand it or not, sometimes we don't want it. Praise God. But it is an assignment.
Yes.
Not just here in 8 a.m. service or Sunday school or prayer service. Beloved, every place you go, every choice you make, you are representing the Alpha and the Omega, the government of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
You are representing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes,
you are represented. You are held accountable. Amen. Praise God. There is accountability. Amen.
Amen.
And you must serve as if you were serving highly unto the Lord. You ought to see God in your service. Amen. Praise God. You are accountable unto him. Amen. And God brought back to my remembrance today. Amen. He said, fidelity. Trust, truth, responsibility, and accountability. Amen. Praise God. And immediately when I first heard it, amen, I started setting that as a boundary in my relationship with other people. If the relationship ain't built on this, you out, you out, you out, you out. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Begin to cut
amen.
Things loose. Amen. But it was a hard pill to swallow.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It allowed me to be merciful toward others. Amen. When God said to me, hallelujah, this is what I expect of you.
Mm.
Hallelujah. My relationship with you, this is the foundation that it is built on. Just like you, I spoke this to you and you immediately begin to apply it. It's being applied to you. It's being applied to you. Be careful of the measure. Be careful of the measure that you deal out. Amen. Be careful of the measure.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
We ought to deal with people the way we want God to deal with us. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm excited this morning. Amen. Because there has been a shift. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm excited. And I'm here to influence and to impact and to empower you. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And if you ain't got nothing, you can't give nothing. Amen. You ain't got no fire.
Amen.
You can't impart no fire.
Amen.
You don't have no oil. You can't pour out nothing. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise. You ain't got no mantle. You can't knit a mantle. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I thank God.
Thank
hallelujah.
Yes,
listen,
Lord.
This gospel is nothing new. It's old. Hallelujah. But it yet has its power. Yet
yes.
has its power. Has not lost nothing.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And beloved, you have to know that, amen. So, Mother Roberts, I released the line. We're going to carry you on in service this morning, and we're going to carry you on real good, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We're going to carry you on like we know we've been redeemed, amen.
All
praise
right.
God. Like the price has been paid, like we didn't get what we deserve, amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Like we heard the verdict, no charge. That's
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
glory,
you.
Glory.
Glory.
I release the line to you, Mother Robin.
We are Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of Apostle Asia Francis, founder and overseer of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. We invite you to pursue it that you may be blessed by what God has released through the provision of his spirit. This is our 8 a.m. Spirit and Truth and Worship service. We invite you to praise the Lord with us because we're having a good time over here. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, and give God all the glory. Heavenly Father,
amen.
We give you all the glory, praise, and magnify your holy name. We commend the worship service unto you, O God. Let that manifest
hallelujah,
and it will be done. Move in our hearts and in our life.
Hallelujah.
Every situation and every situation and every circumstances. We need you over here, oh Lord. Somebody need a healing. Somebody need somebody need a healing. Somebody need a deliverance. Somebody need salvation over here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank and we praise you this morning for all of that. Remember our pastor, Apostle Asia Francis, her husband and her generation. God bless them in every situation. Remember everyone that's serving on today, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, remember everyone that's on the line this morning, God. Use them for your glory, God. The
yes,
one that's
God.
On their way. Let them don't have no accident. Let them get over here so they can just have a good time like we having one. We are eager to participate in all that you have prepared for us on today, God. We receive it by faith, and we give you all the glory.
Hallelujah.
Name in advance. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. 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 Come on.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Faith, beloved. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
That you have received what has been prayed. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are eager to receive all that you are doing. Anybody eager this morning?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah,
oh, glory, God.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Thank
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We release the line to our very own Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan. Amen. We thank God not just for the gift. Amen. Because there are many gifts, but the anointing destroys the yoke. We thank God for the gift and the anointing. Amen. Of the prophetic psalmist this morning. Amen.
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord, apostle. Thank you. I just thank God for you getting on the phone and on the conference line with fire. Hi, Odo Santa. Hey, my God. We ain't got to do no problem.
Hallelujah.
No nothing. You can't run it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I couldn't keep quiet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There ain't no harm to keep your mind.
Yeah.
Stayed on Jesus. There ain't no harm to keep your mind. Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
And should and will rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Over in Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people.
Thank you.
Of his pasture, into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured to all generations. Praise his name, my God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Jesus.
His name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Apostle Asia already started us off this morning, bringing us before the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In praise and in worship, magnifying the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, for he alone is worthy.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
To be praised. Then went all week long, we have. But we come this morning to magnify the Lord and to lift him up, to thank him for bringing us through, for thanking him for allowing us to see another day. Not just another day, but it hadn't been that long that we embarked upon a new year, 2023. We're still
Hallelujah.
In January. My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're still praising God. Hallelujah. We come this fall by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, and turn around. We come this far by faith. We come this far by faith.
Some believers out there.
Hallelujah.
Love the Lord. Trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, walk by faith and not by sight. This is a faith walk. Hallelujah. And we're going to have to walk it out. Hallelujah. No matter what it's looking like, no matter what it's sounding like, not even what it's feeling like, but we got to trust God. Hallelujah. Even though we can't see it, but we got to believe it. He's able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, and more than we can ask or think, but
thank
he tells us
Jesus.
That. He gives us the opportunity to ask.
Yes.
And I want to know, do I have some witnesses on the line this morning that want to testify and tell about the goodness and the glory of the Lord? We're going to open the line up for testimony service. Sarita.
Beloved, I give honor to God this morning, amen, because praise he God. Is my life, amen.
Amen.
Prior to coming to know him as Lord and Savior, I had no life, praise God. I thank him, amen, for the refreshing this morning, amen, praise God. God will meet you where you are. He will anoint you with his horn of oil as you wake up day by day by day. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, there's change taking place all around us. Amen. I was just complaining about my knees, but my spirit is refreshed. Amen. Praise God. I was
thank
just saying,
you.
Lord, what about these knees? But my spirit has been made new. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the refreshing of the inner man. Amen. I thank God this morning. Hallelujah. That there is one baptism and many refillings. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And my perspective has changed. Amen. I just give him glory this morning. Amen. Because he deserves the glory. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank him for showing up and being present and active. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
So.
Praise God. So those of you that know the worth and the power of prayer, please continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Anybody else this morning?
I have a scripture.
Okay. Praise God.
That's Psalms 117. It sums it all up. Oh, praise the Lord, all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise
I give God praise this morning just for being God all by himself. Thank God just for all that he's done and all that he's yet doing. I thank him for answered prayers.
Hallelujah.
I just want to give God some praise just for being God alone.
Thank you, Steve.
That we were praying for my sister. Her blood pressure wouldn't go down. Nothing they did would make it go down. But we went in and we prayed. And the line was praying. And everybody was praying. And I thank the Lord that her pressure went down. She went home.
Hallelujah.
It's been down ever since, and I give God praise for that.
Hallelujah,
he is
Jesus.
Yes. He's the only, he is Jehovah Rapha.
Yes.
He is the Lord God that heals. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore shall be.
Hallelujah.
So I just give him praise. I have many more, but I just thank God for that one.
Amen.
And I just give him honor and glory this morning for who he is.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, woman.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's a healer. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know like I know what he's done for me.
Yeah.
What he's done for me one day. What he's done for me. What he's done for me one day. What he's done for me. I know what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
You don't know like I know.
Glory to God.
Woo! Don't nobody else
Hallelujah.
Know your story like you
hey,
know your
story. Hallelujah.
You know where he brought you from.
Hallelujah.
He brought you out of. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I get joy.
Hallelujah.
When I think about the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah. Say hallelujah, because I'm in love. For his grace and for his mercy that he keeps bestowing upon us each and every day.
Glory to your name.
Who wouldn't want to serve a God like this?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
This is holy day.
Glory to
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Mama, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
you
Jesus.
You made the way.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Would that be another testimony to the glory and honor of God? Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I have a scripture I would like to read.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. It says, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find the rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to follow his way.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Stop trying to change my own and trust in him.
Thank you, man of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With us this morning, and we know that the Lord hears us when we pray. We believe that every time we pray, glory to God, he hears what we are asking him. And he even told us, I know what you have need of before you even ask. So we thank you, Father, for the word of God. We thank you, hallelujah, for the words and the testimonies and the scriptures, oh God, that you are putting in our hearts, oh God. We thank you for the time, this time, to magnify you, oh God. For you alone are worthy, hallelujah.
You alone. of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you again. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, let's magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Do I have it to witness? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Glory
to God. I will magnify the Lord at all times.
Hallelujah.
And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, I came to worship him this morning.
Hallelujah.
I came to praise him this morning, but the joy of the Lord, it is our strength. My, hallelujah. I tell you. Glory to your name, dear God.
Bless your name, oh God.
Oh, will that be another testimony or scripture or song? Glory to God.
You're worthy.
Hallelujah. I thank the Lord this morning for just being ahead of my life this morning. I thank the Lord for my apostle and all of the leaders and members and everyone in their respectful place. I just thank the Lord for this week. The Lord dealt with me with in Psalms. In Proverbs 25 about being trustworthy. Glory to God. And I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago with Prophetess Kim. We were praying for her mother, and I just thank God how the Lord allows us. Sometimes we may not think about being an intercessor and thinking about the prayers, that how we intercede and pray for people. But that the Lord finds us trustworthy to be able to go before him on behalf of the people. And I thank God for that. And she was so excited because she's a part of a ministry. But she said, I called on you first because I've been on the prayer line, and I know you all really intercede. I know you all are living a lifestyle that's right before the Lord. And I begin to rejoice this week as I begin to study about being trustworthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
That the Lord finds us trustworthy with the petitions and the prayers of his people. And that's just not something randomly that we just throw around, but that's an honor.
Yes.
And I just thank God. It made me reevaluate my attitude and my behavior with some things. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I remember speaking with Apostle Asia a couple of weeks ago, and she says, you have to be found trustworthy in the kingdom. Hallelujah, glory to God. And God began to just show me some areas where I was not trustworthy with him. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I said, Lord, I want to be trustworthy. I want you to be able to trust me with the keys to the kingdom. I want you to be able to trust me with your people. I want you to be able to trust me, Lord God, with being able to have Sunday school and just not counting it as something just to do. But God, I want your approval on this thing. I want to be before you, Lord God. And so I got before God, and I humbled myself, and I got before the Lord, and I just told the Lord, I said, Lord, if there is anything, hallelujah, when Mother Roberts sent out that thing about us asking for forgiveness, if there is anything that is not like you that will separate me from you, Lord God, I ask that you please just remove it, because I want to be found trustworthy, that I will enter into the kingdom, glory to God. I want to be found trustworthy, Lord God, with everything that you put in my hands, Lord God. And so this week was a very personal week for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can find ourselves trustworthy with things of the world, but can he really trust us with the things of the kingdom? Hallelujah. With the people of the kingdom, showing them love when it's a hard time to show them love, when they may have offended us, they may have hurt us, or their ways are not our ways. Or can we truly love them like Apostle was saying this morning? And I just thank God, because God is really showing me and teaching me how to be like him, how to mimic him, how to reflect him. Hallelujah. And it's some hard days, because that flesh don't wanna die. Hallelujah. It'll never submit, but it needs to die. And so I said, Lord, I said, just please, each and every day, anything that is not like you, just remove it. And that is my testimony this morning. That God is gonna change in Providence, Maggie. He's going to change in me. And I'm so grateful for his change. I'm so grateful for the change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When she began to talk about this morning, about we can be in big places, but it is personal, it is intimate. I was struggling with that thing. Glory to God. I said, Lord, I know that you desire for this intimacy. Hallelujah. It matters when it's just me and you. Hallelujah. We can put on and put on airs in front of people, but it matters when it's just me and you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I thank the Lord this morning for him doing a change in me. Hallelujah. You all continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And even with my son called me on this week. Hallelujah. The power of prayer is so, it's moving, it's changing, it's doing what we don't think it's doing. Hallelujah. My son told me, he said, Mom, God is breaking generational curses in my life. And I just begin to reverence God and thank God. And he said, let's have prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As long as we have found trustworthy, the things, the promises, the keys, the things that he has spoken to us. Hallelujah. He will do those things in Jesus' name. Continue to pray me and my family strength in the Lord.
Oh, bless his holy name, my God. Hayarosa. Thank you for sharing your testimony, prophetess. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's so good when we can take the covers off and not act like we all that in a bag of chips, but we got faults, my God. We got things that we go through just like everybody else, and we got to pray hard. Enemy is trying to take us out. He don't want us to get a prayer through. He don't want us to be able to go and lay hands on the sick and they recover. He don't want us to feed the, hallelujah, for the homeless. He don't want us to do the will of God. But we thank you, Lord. For making us be honest.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we're not by ourselves, because there's others. They won't say what's going on with us. They won't admit, but we have to admit. Not even to each other. We have to admit it to the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Let him know where we are weak at. And he will come. He will see about us. In our weakness, when we admit that, he makes us strong. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I have one more song, Apostle. Amazing grace shall always be
song of praise.
Glory to God.
For it was grace that bought my liberty.
Glory to God.
I do not know just why he came to love me so, but he looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so, but he looked beyond all my faults and saw my needs.
Bless your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We glorify you, God.
Lord, hallelujah.
Oh God.
Glory to
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, God.
Maggie, go ahead, because I think she's ministering.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. He's
done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah for this time of fellowship with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord this morning, beloved. Hallelujah.
I cannot tell it all. He took all my sins away. Hallelujah, Apostle. Glory to God. It's
hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophetess Maggie, was you ready? I notice his service. Amen. Praise God. Prophetess
Thank
Maggie,
you.
Was you ready?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Beloved, we have to be ready at all times. Amen. Praise God. I didn't realize that I was on mute. I want to take a moment. I didn't realize that I was on mute. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I don't want to diminish. I don't want to diminish the flow of the Spirit. Amen. I didn't know that I was on mute. But you have to be ready with a word to serve. Amen. Anything could have happened in here to me. Amen. Praise God. But
Amen.
That does not mean that the service stopped. Amen. Praise God. If
Amen.
You are who God says that you are, and you
Hallelujah.
Want to know who that is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If I cannot go forth with the word, somebody better step up and preach it. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if he takes me from this body, I am present with him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so when Mother Robert said, Prophetess Maggie, come forth, praise God, I started to just stay quiet. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because,
amen,
beloved, we have to be ready. Amen.
Thank
praise God. We have to be ready. Amen. It is. Listen, that was opportunity. Amen. Praise God. Because God set him up and he set him down. That was opportunity. Amen. He will allow something to take place just to give you the opportunity. Amen. Just to bring you forth. Just to birth you forth. Amen. Praise God. Because he wants to do something through you. Amen, beloved. Be ready to possess the God-given opportunity that he is creating for you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I said the God-given opportunity. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Let us keep a word, amen, in our heart. Amen. Beloved, turn with me this morning to Psalms 96. Amen. Psalms 92. Amen. We go into Psalm, amen, chapter 92. We're going to stay in the Psalm. Amen. Praise God. And this Psalm, amen, is a song that the children of Israel, they sung this song on their Sabbath, amen, on their Sabbath day, amen. The Sabbath is a day of rest, amen, praise God. That's Psalms 92, we go on to, beloved. The Sabbath is a day of rest, amen, praise God. God worked for 6 days, he created for 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. That's the Sabbath, amen. That Sabbath was Saturday, amen, praise God. And we do know that man was not created for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was created for man, amen, praise God. And
amen.
We do have the understanding that those of us who faith is in Christ and we are new creature, new creation, amen, Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath, amen, and he is our Sabbath rest, amen, praise God. Jesus Christ himself, amen, praise God, amen. And so this is the psalm, amen, that they meditated on their Sabbath, amen. And so I bid you an invitation, amen, even as it is being read, really drink it in, soak it in, allow it to build your faith, amen, praise God, because God's word is spirit and life, amen. God's word contains his faith and his creative power, amen. He is going to put the super to your natural as your faith hear and receive and believe what it is that God is releasing through this song, amen. The song for the Sabbath is proof, amen, enough, amen, that in the Old Testament, amen, in that day, that this was not just a rest, but it was a corporate rest. Amen. Those of us that are in Christ, amen, hallelujah, we are a many member body, amen, but we rest corporately in him. Amen. I have left my work and entered into his rest. Amen. The battles that I used to fight carnally, amen, I know the battle ain't mine. Amen. Praise God. I know that my weapon of warfare is not carnal in nature, but mighty in God. I have entered into his rest, amen. My faith raises up and says that he shall fight my battles, amen. Praise God. My faith says when I am weak that I am strong because he has put the super to my natural, amen. You have a living, a river of living water that flows in you and through you, amen. I said in you and then it exudates through you, amen. It flows in you and strengthens you, but it keeps flowing and it strengthens others, amen. Praise God, amen. And so when we enter into our Sabbath rest that is Christ, amen, it is like it is corporate worship and it's like we are having a holy convocation, amen. This Sabbath rest or this holy convocation or this worship is not meant to be a burden, amen, but it is meant to be a delight, amen, praise God. And may
amen.
God grace you. May you begin to delight in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Sabbatic rest. Amen. Praise God. Just begin to delight in the Lord and allow him to uplift your thoughts. Amen. Praise God. Because we know that things are not what they seem. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If I had to see things as they were, I would not have made it. Amen. I would not. If I had no hope in Christ, amen, no belief in Christ and him being the burden bearer and the heavy load sharer, I would not have made it. Amen. Praise God. If God had not supernaturally, amen, gotten involved, amen, if he had not, amen, wiped out debt supernaturally, if he had not healed me supernaturally and even healed you, amen, and delivered you, amen, praise God, amen, I don't know where I would be, amen, praise God, amen. And so remember, this song is a song, is ancient, amen, praise God, hallelujah, it's ancient, amen, praise God, but it has not lost its power, amen. And it has not lost its fervor. Amen. Praise God. God's faith is still working. Amen. And his power. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Still stands. Amen. Jesus' power. Amen. And he can do what no other power can do. Amen. So I'm going to begin to read Psalm 92 into your hearing, beloved. And I want you to know there is nothing too big or nothing too small that Jesus cannot take care of. Amen. Praise God that he cannot undo, that he cannot fix. Amen. Praise God. But you have to trust him. Amen. You have to trust him. Amen. And so just let your mind shift from the cares and the worries and the burdens of life. Let your mind shift from that and let it shift to your creator, him that has, he loved man so much that he prepared a place for man to habitat, amen, to take up residence, amen, praise God. And he gave man everything that he needs, amen. He's the burden bearer, the heavy load sharer. He's our provision, amen.
Yes.
So it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, amen. Anybody else know him as the Most High today? To show
hallelujah.
Forth thy, hallelujah, Jesus. He is the Most High God. Isn't that what Abram calls him? Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that what Melchizedek calls him? Abram, blessed by the God Most High. Hallelujah. The Most High God. There is no one higher. Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory,
Jesus. Glory to God's name. Beloved, we ought to give reverence to where reverence is due, honor to where honor is due, praise God. He is the Most High. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Confucius ain't that high. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Allah is not the Most High. Hallelujah. I said Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Buddha is not the Most High. If you drop him, he'll break. My God, but I'm talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. The way, the truth, and the light. Hallelujah. I got a little excited. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, beloved. We can preach this thing just on the Most High. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Higher, higher. There's nothing higher than him. Amen. That name he has placed above every other name. But to show forth, verse 2, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Beloved, we're talking about the Most High. Amen. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. Amen. I will triumph in the works of thy hands, amen, not the works of my hands, but in the works of his hands, amen, we shall triumph. Oh, Lord, how great are thy works. Hallelujah. Anybody else feel that this morning, huh? Oh, Lord, how great are thy works, amen. I know who I was when he first visited me, huh? My God, how great are thy works. I know the change that grace brought into my life. Anybody else a witness?
Hallelujah.
How great are thy works. Beloved, you are the work of God stand, and he is not finished with you yet. Amen. The best is yet to come. Amen. Praise God. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you would just totally surrender unto him. Amen. Don't kick against the prick. To let God have his way. He shall have his way in your life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Amen. Praise God. The depth of, amen, the thoughts of God. He said, hallelujah, that his thoughts are higher than ours, and that his ways are not our ways. Amen. Praise God. But when we fellowship with him, when we worship, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that personal, intimate worship, amen, yes, that the prophetess, yes, Kavanaugh spoke about, amen, you begin to learn about the depth of his thoughts, amen, yes, praise God, hallelujah, God will take you deep, beloved, deep, yes, calls to deep, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, God didn't call you for nothing, he called that you can get some depth, amen, that you will come to know him, amen, in a manner, amen, that the world does not know him, amen, he even allows you to see him, amen, that's what the Bible said, he said, I give you my Holy Ghost, he said, the world don't know him or don't see him, the only way that we can know the mind of God is that the Spirit of God must reveal him. How do you know that, Apostle? Because the Bible says, who would know the heart of man but the spirit of man on the inside of man, in God that searches the very heart of man. So who would know God but the Spirit of God? Hallelujah. He put a deposit of eternity in you because deep calls to deep. Amen. Praise God. He wants to give you some depth in the Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doeth a fool understand this. Amen. Praise God. But God gave you his Spirit that you, he gave us the Spirit of understanding. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Beloved, he gave you the Spirit of the Lord. He gave you the Spirit of knowledge and wisdom, and the Spirit of understanding. He gave you the Spirit of might and the Spirit of counsel. He gave you the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. A fool can't understand this. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there can be an understanding. That's why he said, if you lack wisdom, he said, ask in our generous God. Anybody else know him to be generous? Hallelujah. I said, our generous God. Hallelujah. He will give you wisdom. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God's name. God, go with this the way you want to go. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, mm-hmm, thine enemies, mm-hmm, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. Amen. Praise God. God has a plan for the wicked. Amen. Praise God. The wicked spring up quickly. Amen. Praise God. But they come down quick. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, there is an end for the wicked, but you have to know the mind of God towards you. Amen. This psalmist captured it. Amen. In verse 10, he said, but my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. You should expect for your horn to be exalted. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Beloved, when you come in the presence of the Lord, God is not just sitting idly by, and he's saying, praise me. This is a prepared word for prepared people. He has set a table before you. What will you do with the table before you? Shift your focus. Oh, yes, beloved, because the enemy is at your table watching. God said, I have prepared a table. for you in the presence of your enemies, praise God. God did not say that he would remove your enemies from the table, praise God. But he said that I have prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies, praise God. Hallelujah. Focus on the table that God has prepared for you. Focus on the meal that he prepared. Focus on the manna. Focus on the word that he deposited in the spirit of your heart. Beloved, trust God. If he drop a word in your spirit, if you just hold on to that word, if you just speak that word, preach that word, pray that word, if you prophesy that word, I'm speaking one word, hallelujah. My God, it will open doors that man cannot close. Amen. It will cause for you to be refreshed. It will become a quickening for you. It will awake you unto Christ. Oh, yes, it will. Hallelujah. It will give you two-dimensional favor. Favor with God and favor with man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if you would just have the understanding, put yourself in the place of the psalmist. But my horn shalt thou exhort like the horn of an unicorn. Amen. Praise God. I shall, praise God, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. It ain't say old oil, fresh oil, praise God. The oil from yesteryear ain't going to work. Amen. This is why we stay in the presence of God. In his presence, there is a flow. In his presence, your vat can be full and overflowing. I said in the presence of the Lord, in your meditations day by day by day, in your consistency in your worship, in your consistency in obedience. Amen. Beloved, I said God did it. Amen. Man didn't do it. I said God did it. Hallelujah, Jesus. When God first called me to the work of the ministry, there was a young minister that has been in ministry for a long time, about 8 years already, and he could not believe the spiritual growth. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, the word of God is quick, and if you let it, it will bring you to a quick understanding. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so every place I told him that I went, he would go. He said, I didn't quite get what you got. I didn't quite get what I was looking for. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then I said to the man of God, what are you looking for? He was looking for, hallelujah, spiritual elevation. He was looking for the poured out spirit. And I said, oh, you want to experience my personal worship. You want to experience the time when I was up all night with glory, when I was on my knees all night and all day. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can only get that through intimacy. The laying on the hands ain't going to give you that. You got to spend time with God. You got to persist with God.
Hallelujah.
You got to be in it when ain't nobody watching you, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, where did your anointing come from? Well, my anointing came while I was on my knees. Hallelujah, Jesus. He poured out that fresh oil. And every time I get down and get prostrate, I'm not just talking about bending my knee, but I said prostrate. My spirit is bowed down before him. I said the spirit man on the inside, bringing everything up under the subjection of the Holy Ghost. I said, myself. I said, leave mother, father, sister, brother, children behind. I said, leave your spouse behind. Hallelujah. Forsake all. Declare the Lord. Hallelujah, beloved. This is how it gets. Hallelujah. Because anointing and increase comes from above. It don't come from man. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes you lay hands on people and they fall out in the spirit, but they get up with no change. That's
hallelujah,
not God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, that we serve. There's no way he's going to slay you in the spirit and you get up and there is no change. Hallelujah. Stay down there for a little while. Hallelujah. Let him work Hallelujah. It out in your heart. Cry out Hallelujah. To him. Hallelujah. This is a Hallelujah. Personal thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Work the deposit of glory that was released through the apostle in the laying of the hands. Hallelujah. The apostle could release a deposit, but you got to work it. You got to work it. You got to work it. You got to stir it up. Apostle Paul, hallelujah, Jesus. He told Timothy, stir up the gift that is on the inside that you received from the laying on the hand. Hallelujah. Beloved, you got to stir it up. There is something that you have to do. Hallelujah. You're not growing. Stir up the gift. You don't have an understanding. Stir up the gift. You lack wisdom. Stir up. Stir it
Hallelujah.
Up. Stir it 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 up.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is how it comes, hallelujah. Salvation is free, but the anointing will cost you everything, hallelujah. There was Amen. A young lady, hallelujah, that God sent to the ministry, and she kept saying, anoint me, anoint me. Anoint, ka ba 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 sando. And I told her, hallelujah, I can anoint you with oil all day, but if God don't anoint you, you won't have nothing. Hallelujah, the leader moves in agreement with what God is doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. God spoke to Samuel, told Samuel to anoint David. Hallelujah, anoint, go to Jesse's house, one of his boys. Amen, praise God. Samuel kept choosing the wrong son. God told Samuel, you looking with your eyes, I'm looking at the heart. You looking at the outside, I'm looking at the heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. He can only anoint David because he was God's choice. Hallelujah. Don't get mad at the preacher, but you got to stir up and work the deposit of eternity that God put on the inside of you. The Bible says that Elijah, he came forth without announcement, without fanfare. Hallelujah. Nobody introduced him. Nobody announced him, but something about his relationship with God. God sent him forth and had him prophesy to kings. God sends him forth, and he can hear what was going on in the king's chambers. God sent him forth. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, you have to stir up the gift that is on the inside. Sunday service is not enough. Bible study is not enough. 5 a.m. prayer is not enough. Amen. Praise God. Monday night prayer is not enough. Sunday school is not enough. Hallelujah. This is a lifestyle of constant worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Staying in the presence of God, taking up residence. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. That you may come to this understanding, but my horn. Shalt thou exhort like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Amen. This psalmist is prophesying. Amen. Praise God. This psalmist, hallelujah, is prophesying. The imagery of horn also evokes the metaphor of oil, as oil was poured from a horn. Amen. The anointing with fresh oil, it brought refreshment and honor. The blessing and power and enabling of God poured out upon the one anointed. Amen. Praise God. This thing ain't just about the oil. Amen. Praise God. I take my oil into my private prayer. It ain't nothing but oil until God touch it. It ain't nothing but oil until the Spirit of the Lord get in it. It ain't nothing but oil until the fire of God ignite it. It ain't nothing but oil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you got a river of life flowing in you. Praise God. He anointed you already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you don't know his thoughts and his mind toward you. You ain't get deep yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Deep ain't casting out demons. Deep is knowing the deposit and the inheritance that he have in you. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. You got to know that thing. You can't work what you don't know. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Beloved, you have to come to a knowing. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Do I have a witness here today? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. It says, mine eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous, this is not something that they see with their natural eye. Beloved, what do you see in the spirit? God said the seven spirits of God, the seven eyes of God, they call it. The old folks call it the seven eyes. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 11, praise God. The spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Don't see it through your eyes. You got to see it through the eyes of faith. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It may not have manifested yet. Amen. Praise God. But your eyes have seen the coming of the glory of the Lord because the Spirit of the Lord revealed it. Amen. Praise God. Because you trust him. Hallelujah. Beloved, we living in times where you got to trust God and you got to trust him all the way. You got to be strong like the ox. Amen. Praise God. Amen. How there got to be strength there. Amen. I remember my husband was going through something. I spoke to him. He said, I have to be strong. Amen. That was a powerful word. God told Joshua, be strong and be courageous. Amen. Hallelujah. Be courageous. Be strong and courageous in your faith in God. Amen. The word of the Lord will not fail you. Amen. Praise Amen. God. The word of the Lord will not abandon you. Man might abandon you, but the word of the Lord is going to work and no one can stop it. Hallelujah, Amen. Jesus. I Glory come to God. Encourage Glory. You today. I come to give you the mind and the heart of God towards Hallelujah. You today. Hallelujah. Everything that you need, you got it on the inside. Hallelujah. If you would just stir up the gift. Hallelujah. Just stir it up, stir it up, stir it up. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Is there something that you have to do? Yes, you have to work out your own soul salvation. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Salvation is free, but the anointing will cost you your time. The anointing will cost you a sacrifice. An anointing will make you stay up all night. The anointing Amen. Will make you study and study and study and study and study and meditate day and night. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The anointing will keep you in the face of God. The anointing, yes. sometimes we're going through things and we say, every time I turn around, it's something else. And every time I turn around, God fixed this, but now this is coming. Every time I turn around, I'm in warfare. But I heard another psalmist say, if I was not afflicted, I would not have known your statutes. Some of you, if God did not allow you to be afflicted, you would not call on his name. Affliction Hallelujah. Is your best place, because when you're afflicted, you cry out to him. When you're Oh, yeah. afflicted, you have all-night prayer by yourself. When you're afflicted, you turn your face to him. When you're afflicted, you cry out, oh,
Hallelujah.
Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, yes, God, yes. Whatever you say, I'll do when you are afflicted. But you got to develop another culture of relationship. Don't be the kind of person that you only cry out to him when you afflicted. Praise God. Hallelujah. Develop another culture with God. Make an appointment with him. Hallelujah. Your yes, body Lord. Is responding to the world all day. Set up a precedent that your spirit will be in fellowship with God all day. Hallelujah, Glory Jesus. Develop a praying spirit. Develop a praising spirit. I yes. said develop. Beloved, this is development. My God, hallelujah. You need some good habits, a good spiritual habit in the name of Jesus. And, beloved, that means you got to do it and do it again. Do it when you like it, when you don't like it, when nobody else don't like it. Do it, do it, do it. Hallelujah. You got to just keep doing it until it becomes habitual, until it becomes your culture. Amen. Until you're known. Amen. You say something to her, she pray. You do this, she pray. She's always praying. Jesus always comes. coming out. You can't even hold the conversation with her. She's too deep. Hallelujah, Jesus. But that's all right. Hallelujah. Because
Hallelujah.
They need something. They want to call on a deep person when they need a prayer breakthrough. They want to call on you because they know you stay in the face of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Is that you? Is that you? Is that you? Anybody testifying? Anybody know who they are today? Praise God. Anybody? Hallelujah. Is there a witness? Hallelujah. That the word of God is true. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, I tell you, there's not one his truth and it won't lie. It will testify of himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Don't sit down on your testimony. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Hallelujah. The righteous, straighten up your spiritual posture. Amen. Hallelujah. The palm tree is straight up, going straight up to the heavens. Amen. You are in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God and of our God. And I hear you saying, well, Apostle, I don't know if I've been planted in the house of the Lord. Well, if your faith is in Jesus, you have been plucked up and transplanted. You was once in the kingdom of darkness. But once you have heard this, hey, once you believed in your heart, hallelujah, Jesus. This thing ain't done by man. We ain't talking about all of these little church organizations. We talking about the kingdom of God. We talking about being transplanted by the river of living water. I said the river of life. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
This thing is done supernaturally and divine. Take your eye off of what you see. Hallelujah. What you see ain't no hope at all. Hallelujah, Jesus. That ain't faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that are planted. And I want you to remember this. Hallelujah. God's going a whole nother way. Hallelujah. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the purpose of the Lord, the purpose of the Lord, beloved, learn to trust him. You may not think you're ready, but if you trust God, amen, we are one man, many members. Jesus is that man. But we are many member body. There are many gifts. Hallelujah. He said, if you open up your mouth, I will fill it. Let that be your prayer. Praise God. We are a many member body. Sometimes you don't get it until you step up in obedience. Amen. Praise God. But you got to trust him. Hallelujah. A many member body. But I heard the Bible say one spirit. Hallelujah, working through us all. How could I be mad at the Holy Ghost in you? I said it's once Holy Ghost ain't mad at himself. Amen. When we begin to get petty and get all personal like that, amen, praise God, that's the flesh. Amen. The Holy Ghost don't operate like that. The Bible said one spirit, a house divided cannot stand. The Holy Ghost is not against himself. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. At Cornerstone Deliverance Church, if God move you on, we ain't cursing you. We're going to bless you. And we're going to keep the doors open that if God sends you back, amen, you can come back. I like to go place in good stand, and I go in peace, and I leave in peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory God. We're going to bless you and bless you going. Because God said, blessing don't curse. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. I seen you stay around long enough. I seen many that left but had to come back for different reasons, one reason or another. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we ain't no dead church. Amen. Praise God. We ain't no dead church. The anointing works here. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is working here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You could get free here. Amen. Because there is liberty. The Spirit of liberty is dwelling amongst these saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ain't no Sunday saints. And we ain't no Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday saints either. Amen. Hallelujah. We are every moment of the day, saint. Amen. Praise God. Just abiding in his presence. And beloved, it's going to take that. Amen. It's going to take that.
Hallelujah.
More time with God and less time with foolishness. Amen. Hallelujah. More time with God. More time with God. I think God is answering some of your questions right now. Hallelujah. I said it's one spirit working. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're talking about the Holy Ghost because we're sitting here talking about spirits. Amen. So many people are spiritual these days. Spiritual, they're calling God a she and all kinds. He's a spirit.
Glory to God.
And I just use he as a more spirit. Praise God. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. Lord, we thank you. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Beloved, hallelujah, sometimes, hallelujah, in our mind, it's not the mind of God, but in our mind, we want to retire. Hallelujah. You know, after we have worked, we set something aside and we want to retire. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to be comfortable where we are. We believe we have security like Social Security. So we have security in a social society. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's no retirement. Amen. Serving the Lord. Amen. You got to serve him. You're going to serve him in this life. And then when you want your spirit go, you are serving some more. Amen. Praise God. In his presence. Amen. Or you'll be crying out to him from hell, damnation, eternal burning fire. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. You are not too old to change. You are not too old to learn something new. Amen. Praise God. We have to get ahead of this thing. Amen. God has been speaking to us about change. This scripture is speaking about change. This scripture is speaking about, hallelujah, in my old age. Amen. Didn't it say that? It said, in my old age, hallelujah, amen, I shall bring forth fruit. Isn't that what it said? Amen. The goal in life is not to enshrine the history of our lives, but to create additional history. The history that we read about in books and see in documentaries and dramas may be defined as recorded change. We don't often record normal, everyday things. Instead, history is a record of people and events that have changed human life in some way. God has called you and chose you and sent you to impact humanity. God has called you and chose you and sent you that the world may be drawn unto him. You have the keys to the kingdom. What are you doing with your keys, beloved? What are you doing with your authority? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we want to leave a mark on history and not become lost in the machinery of tradition, you must initiate a maximized change. Beloved, you can maximize change. Amen. Get the most out of it. Get ahead of it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to explore the unknown. Amen. You have to plan for change. Amen. Don't panic when it comes. Amen. This is what the scripture is speaking about. In your old age, God said, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, you shall bear fruit. Why? Because you're planted. Amen. You've been plucked up and transplanted. Hallelujah. The fruit that you bear, you ain't bearing independently. You have to be connected to the true vine. So if you feel like you can't bear no fruit, are you yet connected? Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. Evaluate yourself. Amen. Praise God. If you can't learn something new, are you connected? Listen, our God is creative. Hallelujah. He will bring about creativity. Listen, he poured out his spirit on us, and we spoke a language that we didn't study. My dialect sometime I hear in Africa. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory God. Don't put God in a box. Don't count your thoughts as being random. Hallelujah. God want to take ordinary people and do extraordinary things. And it's going to be recorded in history. Hallelujah. will what God do through you be recorded in history. Hallelujah, Jesus. In his story. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. In his story, every woman didn't make the Bible. Every man didn't make the Bible. Amen. Praise God. Jesus did many, 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 many wonders and miracles, but every wonder and miracle did not make it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Prepare yourself, beloved. Prepare yourself to be meet for the master's use. Prepare yourself, my God. Listen, listen. Sacrifice and obey. Sacrifice and obey. Surrender. I said a total surrender. God is bringing about a change right now in your heart. Hallelujah. The goal of life is not to enshrine the history of our lives, but to create additional history. If God have you here, he still have need of you. Your legs may not be what it used to be. Your arms may not be, but there is something valuable that God placed in you that you can still work. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to him.
And the scripture is saying here, that last scripture, I'm going to read this last scripture to you. It says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. God is doing something in your heart now. Amen. Praise God. They shall be fat and flourishing. Why? To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. God is doing it for his glory. Amen. He's going to flourish you in old age for his glory. He's going to meet you where you're at and change your character for his glory. He's going to pour out his spirit upon you, and he shall renew your strength, and he shall pour oil, fresh oil in your horn. But why is he doing it? For his glory. Hallelujah. He's doing it for his glory. He's upright. This is nothing about you being upright. Amen. Praise God. That's why we wonder how God can use imperfect people. This is not about God said he is upright. He's leading the way in uprightness. Amen. Praise God. But if we stay in stepping and stride with the Spirit, we too can be upright. Amen. Praise God. The imputed righteousness of Jesus keeps us in right standing. Beloved, keep fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. It is not over. Amen. The infirmities that you're dealing with or the afflictions, it is, you got to prophesy. You got to know the mind of God. Prophesy like the psalmist. Sing your song. Hallelujah.
Yes,
sing your song. Hallelujah.
Glory
my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You ought to have a song in your heart. God is a mighty good thing. Hallelujah. And he did it in you. And he did it in you, praise God. I want you to take a moment and bless God. Take a moment and open up your mouth and just receive,
hallelujah,
the oil from the horn of the Lord. I didn't say for man. Man ain't pouring oil today. I said receive the oil from the horn of the Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father. Glory.
Smell is praise.
Hallelujah.
Feel the high oil flowing from heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Renewing a refreshing. Yes, it is. You will not be the same. Close your eyes and meditate. God in the fullness. See his blessing unto you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
His horn is full of oil. His horn is full of oil. Are you connected? He's anointing his people. He's anointing his people. He said fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You will not sing. Apostle Earthen, throw up your hands. May the angel in the house touch her now. In Jesus' name, fresh oil. I said fresh oil. Prophet Morgan Kavanaugh, throw up your hands. Oh, Lord, he come up, I want to do great works amongst you, Gabasando. Keep your eye on me, thus saith the Lord, Gabasando. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, your Lord, Gabasando, Bosanda, greater works, Idiandere, Bosanda. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Greater words, Kabasanda. Greater Kabababasanda, Idiandere, Bosanda. Oh, your Lord, Kabababababasanda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You shall go forth in the power of his might. But without faith.
Hallelujah.
Without faith, without faith.
Thank you.
You gotta be able to hear the word and believe it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God says, stop watching these personalities. Ba 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 ba. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even if God has someone to lay hands on you, you ought to have the faith to receive it directly from God. Directly from God. The centurion said, Lord, if you send your word, great faith.
Yes.
You don't have to come to my house. Great
yes.
faith. Great faith. Without faith, ka ba 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 son. Korobosia. God is looking for a faith-filled generation that he may maximize his potential, that he may do greater works. Hallelujah.
Oh,
eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Hallelujah. Watch God. Watch God. Watch God. Watch God. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Give him praise.
Thank you.
Give him praise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give him praise. Give him praise.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, it is an honor and a privilege to be in the service of the Lord one more time. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to release the line to Sister Johnson while the word is hot in the hearts of the people so we can have an altar call. Amen. That we can gather up the heart.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for the word of God. We just give God praise for his presence. Hallelujah. I just thank God that the Lord loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe in him, not in Buddha, not in Harry, nothing else, but believe in Jesus Christ, they will be saved. Just as she has spoken today, Jesus was the only one who came. He was the only one who walked this earth. He was the only one who bled and died for our sins. And the Bible says that if you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou will be saved. If you believe what she said today, that if you trust in him, you put your trust and your faith in him, asking God to forgive you of your sins,
to come into your heart and to change you, to fill you with this Holy Spirit. He will do that. All you have to do is repeat this prayer. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other in Acts 4:12, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So if you believe the things that's already been preached and you believe what the word says, all you have to do is say, Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I recognize that I'm a sinner and I need your grace. I need your mercy in my life. I believe you came. I believe you died for my sins. And I believe that you, when you died, you got the keys to death, hell, and the grave, that I can have eternal life.
Yes.
And one day when I leave this body, I will go and be with you. And I'm asking that you forgive me of my sins, and I receive you by faith, for this is a faith walk. I believe you, I receive you by faith in Jesus' name. And I confess that I am saved according to the word of God. Father, I just thank you, God, for the souls that's coming in. Lord, I just thank you, oh God. Even you said that you love, oh God, those, oh God, who may have been with you and turned their backs, oh God. In Isaiah 55:7, you said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So whether you never known the Lord or you knew him and you start walking in your own will and your own way, God said, I will pardon you. All you have to say is forgive me, restore me back to the place in you, oh God, that you will help me to be, so that I will follow you all the days of my life. I will understand, God, that it's not my way, but it's your perfect will to be done in my life. And I surrender my will to your will from this day forward. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And we just thank God that the angels in heaven are rejoicing for the souls of that comes in the kingdom.
Hallelujah,
and we
Jesus.
Rejoice with the angels of heaven.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For the souls that come into the kingdom.
Hallelujah,
God,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That you, oh God, are our Savior. You are our Lord. You are our God. There is none like unto you. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I turn it back over to glory to
Amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord,
we thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank him for every soul saved. Hallelujah. Give him
thank
glory.
You,
yes,
hallelujah.
So.
Every heart pricked. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God,
glory
we thank you. We believe
God.
In the harvest that you
hallelujah.
Are bringing forth right
Lord,
now,
Jesus.
My God.
Thank
we thank you,
God.
You for the harvest. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah for the increase, God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for fruit that will last. Oh God, we lift you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Lord.
I'm going to release the line to Mother Robin. Orphan, amen, beloved. This is still worship. Giving
Lord.
Is worship. Amen. Praise God. And we give out of obedience to the principles that have been set forth in the Holy Scriptures. Amen. Praise God. You have been anointed and given the unction to function in giving. Amen. Our Abba, our Father is generous. Amen. Praise God. And he wants to witness our generosity. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To the kingdom, to ourselves, and to others. Amen. He wants to witness our generosity. So, Mother Roberts, I release the line to you.
Amen. Beloved, we can all participate in this part of the service. the portion of giving, our tithes, offering, first fruit, increase, first fruit, and seed, according to Malachi 3:8-12. Beloved, let us give cheerfully and bountifully in agreement with God's word. Cash App, $CSDC12, Zelle, Cornerstone Deliverance Church, at Gmail. Website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.
Amen.
Check a money order, endorse CSDC, P.O. Box 143, Edenton, North Carolina, 2793. Father, bless everyone that gave on today, God. Lord, bless the ones that didn't have it to give today, but in the next service that they be blessed and be able to give. Eternal Father, we thank you for how you move upon your people's heart on today, God, to give your work for your glory, your vision, and your cause. We give it back to you, O God, that you may bless it, multiply it, may be used for your glory. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, to be able to move in obedience, total surrender, amen. And we give by faith, amen, beloved. If you don't give by faith, you might as well keep it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Because without faith, we cannot please him. This is not about what we have or what we think we don't have or whether we don't have enough. Because he said it, we obey it. Amen. And we know that the provision that he has promised, that it is already ours, that it is already working. I want to give this quick testimony so that we can let you all get prepared for the next service. Amen. Praise God. My youngest daughter wanted to get her own insurance policy. Amen. Praise God for her car. Amen. Praise God. When I removed her from my policy, my policy went from $220 to $483.
Ooh.
Amen. Praise God. And I called up the company, and I'm going back and forth with them, asking them, well, how could this be? How could this be? But God showed me something. It wasn't until I came to my divine self. I said, this ain't nothing but an opportunity for God. I'm not going to even be concerned about it. Amen. Praise God. 2 days passed. Amen. Praise God. But I put the word on it. Amen. Praise God. I said, God, I have surrendered my tithe unto you. Your word says that your rebuke is on the devourer. I place the rebuke of the Lord on every devourer and every aspect of my life. The enemy raised his head, but he did not triumph. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then when God gave me the grace, I began to call around and I began to search. Amen, for another car insurance company. Praise God. When I tell you God will bless you better than good, amen, mm-hmm. Praise God, he blesses better than good, yeah. Beloved, amen. Listen, I believe in standing on the solid rock, on the foundation, on Jesus, amen, praise God. I tell you, amen, I got insurance for $156, amen. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Yeah. And then God was showing me, amen, praise God, we can't let the world and all these bills eat up our finance. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God will free up your finance.
It's
if you just put the rebuke of the Lord on the divine. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let God
hallelujah,
have
Jesus.
Don't let the world eat up what is meant for the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I could have been paying $480. Now I got more for the kingdom. Now I got, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Only what I do for God will last. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Beloved, stand in and on his promise. Amen.
Yes.
Prophesy.
Yes. Come on
shift
now.
Shift the cosmos. Shift it, shift
yes.
it. Praise
name
God.
Because
the enemy will come for your stuff. Come for your stuff.
Hallelujah.
But you have to put the rebuke of the Lord on them.
Thank
and
you.
Rebuke means that it has to stand still. It can't go nowhere. Praise
Amen.
God. A rebuke will back up the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. And
thank
remember,
you.
That is how the archangel Michael backed up the devil when he was coming for the body of Moses and Jude. He
yes.
said, Satan, the Lord thy God rebuke you.
Yes.
The Lord thy God rebuke you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything is subject to God. Amen, ah, yeah. Beloved. Look, listen, you keep living. You keep hoping. You keep trusting.
Amen.
You will see God's promise manifest right before your eyes. Amen. I put Jesus on everything, in everything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm always asking for the kingdom discount. I'm the king's kid.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Amen. Where is the kingdom discount? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, beloved, I just wanted to encourage you with that. I don't play around with this thing. I don't play around with what God has given unto me. I ain't going to let no devil take it either. Amen. Praise God. Not going to lay it down. Amen. Praise God. Don't lay down for the enemy. Amen. Don't lay down for him. Don't get so afraid and fearful and so messed up and figure out how you're going to do it. You're going to do it with the word of God. How you going to do it with the promise of God is how you going to do it.
Who bless his name. Thank you.
I'm going to eat tonight because God promised to meet my need. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Every bill shall be paid because he promised.
Hallelujah.
That's how we live and we walk in and living by faith.
Correct.
My body shall be healed because of his sight.
Ah, yeah, da, 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 da.
Thank
you,
God. Hallelujah. Don't play with this thing. Don't play with this thing. Be serious. Be serious.
Hallelujah.
Be serious. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to release the line to Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh. Amen. That she can, hallelujah, direct us in the sharing. Amen. If God unctions you to share. I know that God has done some things in us just through the preach word alone. Amen. Praise God. And if God move upon your heart to be a witness, amen, concerning how he delivered you, healed you, saved you, whatever, amen, he has done for you through his word today. I said through his word, and
amen.
That God has did it because man can't do this. Amen. And
amen.
After Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, I'm going to ask that Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan close us out in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, Prophetess Margaret had to get off the line. She had to go to work. So she sent me a text.
Amen. Apostle Eartha, can you go forth?
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. Praise the Lord. We do thank the Lord for the word of God today. I thank him for just getting on the line early this morning and Apostle Asia getting on the line already fired up. I tell you, and you know, one of my favorite words is crunk. I got crunk-er. I was already crunk, but I got crunk-er, my God, before we even got to testimony services.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's something when the head has the fire. The head
hallelujah.
With the power. My
yes.
God, now all we got to do is tap in. So glory
hallelujah.
To God. I thank God for allowing me to tap in. Hallelujah. And then to get the word of God. Hallelujah. Yes, for him to unction us. Hallelujah. Giving us an ear to hear what he is saying unto us. Just know him. Knowing that we got to live and walk by faith. I thank and praise the Lord for Cornerstone Deliverance Church. I thank the Lord for Apostle Asia Francis and for all the mothers and the members. I just thank God because he's making a way out of no way
amen.
For us. We got to hold on. Don't let go.
Hallelujah.
Hey, my Rosa, she says the Lord is encouraging us. He's always encouraging us. My God. Hallelujah. Every time I go to say something about the Lord, I think of the goodness of Jesus and all
hallelujah.
That he has done for me. And my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm still here. Hallelujah. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. And I might even have some issues, but I thank him for he's a forgiving hey. God, a loving God. Hallelujah. And he tells, call upon on me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things you didn't even know. So when he can do that and I receive it, I'm blessed even the more. I got my blessing from the Lord today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo! I'm so loud, woman of God. You don't stand up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, Maya, la, la. Sata. Woo! Yes, I'm so loud. My spirit is crunk even the more. Hallelujah. And I'm rubbing my belly. Hi-ya-da-da-sata. Some natural food because I hadn't had any natural food yet because the spirit of the living God is on the inside of me. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle, for giving me this opportunity to say something about the goodness of the Lord and about the message for today. God bless you. Woo, and keep you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, everything that you put out today, from the time you got on the line, the testimony service, and even in the word, hallelujah, may he continue to have his angels encamped around about you to protect you, to lead you, to guide you, and show you the way in the mighty name of Jesus. And may he replenish you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet with his power, power from on high.
Hey, glory to
God. And I say it is so.
Jesus. Hey,
your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Would there be another? Have something they want to say before we dismiss?
I just thank God for the word on today because it was such a fiery word. We have to give credit where credit, honor where honor is due, and that's God. And, you know, God wants us to be obedient to him. And once we be obedient to God, we're going to see a change when we get the Holy Ghost. And Apostle Asia been talking about that change, but once you get the Holy Ghost, you can't help to have a change. You know, I never said this here, but since I've been in Sunday school, I know you're sick of saying Sunday school, but it's not really all about Sunday school, but I sleep the word, and I'm not lying, God knows. I sleep the word. I wake up with the word in my heart. I go to sleep with the word in my heart. I'm constantly studying, and now the home attendant knows, so this is what she tells me. She say something. She say, "Oh no, go ahead on, Miss Mary. Go ahead on and do your Sunday school lesson." But I'm just saying, if we just get that in our heart, get the word that we want to study, we want to see a change, and it's gonna happen. Cause I'm a witness.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
What I got out of the lesson today in Jesus' name.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen.
And thank you, Mother. Hallelujah for sharing.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord, Apostle. Do you want me to just
Amen.
Go ahead?
Sister Johnson, are you sharing today?
Yes, ma'am. I was getting ready to say
Amen.
Something.
Amen.
I just thank God for the word. I thank him for just the wisdom in the word, the simplicity of the word.
Yes.
Because you made it so simple. We have to seek
Amen.
God's face no matter what and have that intimacy with him. That is how that relationship is established. That is how we're going to be strengthened in his presence. You want joy. I love the scripture says, in his presence there's fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
But in his presence is fullness of joy. So if you oppress, depress, or whatever, get in his presence.
Amen.
The joy will come.
Hallelujah.
The peace will come. Whatever we need is in his presence. And I give God praise for the word of God today because that is the only thing that's going to keep us.
Yeah.
That's the only
Amen.
Thing that's going to strengthen us. That's the only thing that's going to be able to bring about a change in our lives. But we have to, like she said, you have to work out your own soul salvation.
Amen.
Once God give it to you, now you got to run with it. And I just give God praise for the word of God and for the woman of God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for that testimony. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Paige, Whitfield, are you still on? Pastor Paige Whitfield, praise God. I want Pastor Paige to give her testimony. Amen. She has an awesome testimony. God heals her. Amen. Yeah. Oh, there she is. Amen, Pastor Paige. Can you give the testimony?
Yes, ma'am. I can give it. I was muted, and so I've been dealing. I've always dealt with God. Has always, turned my life. You know, He touches us. He allows us to go through things to correct us and turn us. And so I've always dealt with this one issue, and letting go is hard. And so as He was teaching me on the other, my body became, I started dealing with medical issues, which I had never really had to deal with medical issues. And I speak to bad health, and something hit my body in December. And I'll just be transparent with it because you need to understand exactly
Amen.
What he did.
Amen.
And so I know we have men and women, so I apologize. I hope no one is offended by what I'm about to say, but God created our bodies, and we shouldn't be ashamed to be able to talk about, you know,
Amen.
What. And so I had a bulge that I didn't understand. And so I went to my PCP, and she examined and couldn't find anything. So she told me that I needed to go to probably my OBGYN. So I did that. I had my first appointment early December. And so it takes forever to get in a doctor's office. But God expedited this thing, and I was able to get in within 2 weeks. And she examined me. She was like, well, I don't see anything. She was like, let's do an ultrasound. And the original thing that my PCP thought it was my bladder. And so when the ultrasound was done on 12/12, she came back and she said, ooh, you got a lot going on. And this is in writing. She gave me the report for all the Thomases that don't believe the end result here. And the report gave sizes, dimensions. My left ovary was not even visible. I had very large fibroids on my uterus, and the thing that she was concerned about was a large cyst on my right ovary, very large.
Mm.
The dimensions are on the report that she gave me. So, my mind went crazy, so I had to pull my mind back into subjection, take it under subjection, get in the Word of God, mm-hmm. get in His presence, and just walk in faith for something I had never had to walk in faith for.
Yes.
My whole life. And so I just kept doing what I do, and I was at work one day, 12/22, 10 days later, and I'm independent insurance, and so I was at my office trying to get my computer set up so that, I didn't have to rely on, other people. And I became uncomfortable. I was sitting, then I was like standing, and I couldn't stand, I couldn't sit. And I told my manager, I said, let me go get some ibuprofen. And I'm telling you the whole story because you have to understand, I took the ibuprofen, and then all of a sudden I doubled over. And he's like, I'm taking you across the street to the emergency room. So I was walked into the emergency room, taken in the back, and They did that. Now, my CAT scan was ordered by my OBGYN for January the 13th, but they did an emergency. I told them everything that was going on, and they did an emergency CAT scan. And the results came back. Okay, thank you, Father. The results came back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ovaries, unremarkable.
Thank you, Jesus.
Unremarkable.
Yes.
No fluid is no fluid in the area.
Hallelujah.
You know, anybody Jesus. Thinks that it busted, they've notated no fluid in the area. And not just
God.
The right ovary could be seen, but the left ovary was seen in the CAT scan, and it was not visible
Hallelujah,
in the
Jesus.
Ultrasound.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the fibroids are minor.
Thank
but
you,
the
Jesus.
Original issue is still there. So I'm still believing God for the healing. But whatever that looks like, you know, because they're talking hysterectomy, but God removed. God, that
Hallelujah.
That's a miracle. Lord, that cyst, that
Lord,
white cyst Lord. On that ovary was completely gone. Ovaries,
Lord,
unremarkable.
Hallelujah, Chief.
So 10 days, in 10 days, he touched my, and you know, I'm a naturalist, so I put good stuff in my body, but that's our obedience to the word, okay?
Amen.
The healing word of God is what healed me.
Amen.
The healing word of God heals us, but we have to obey the word of God. So we have to take care of our temple. And see, that's my walk. That's my walk. I walk in taking care of the temple. So, with this cyst, but it wasn't about what I put in my body. God was trying to show me I can do all things. I am.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Beloved, we thank God for that testimony. Amen. Let's give him glory. Amen. Because he can do all things. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's give God glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is yet healing and delivering and making
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Hallelujah. He is a miracle worker. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God can fix it. I don't care what it is, he can fix it. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He can work it out. Hallelujah. And he's working it out.
Thank
and Lord, we believe you for your total healing.
Hallelujah.
Stretch forth your hand, holy
Thank
people
you.
Of God. Stretch forth your hand. Proclaim total wholeness in the name of
Hallelujah. Thank you.
That a reproductive system will not die but live and declare and glorify God in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, rewrite the doctor report in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Finish what you started, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, Sunday,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God, hallelujah. God said in old age, God said in old age you shall bear fruit. He said he's pouring out his oil, he said fresh oil, hallelujah. Fresh oil, you go, fresh oil, you flowing all in your uterus, all on your reproductive system, the fresh oil you from heaven.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't limit that oil. He said, Oh God, we give you glory for answered prayer. We give you glory for being faithful. See, you can trust him because he's faithful. Hallelujah. You can trust him because he's faithful. He says, I'm yet faithful. Glory to God's name. He said, I'm no respecter of person. He said, I'm no respecter of person. What I did for one, I'll do for you. He said, I'll do it for you. I do it for you. I do it for you. I do it for you. Throw up your hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ka-ba-ba-ba-ba-santo. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is working. His testimony is building faith. His testimony came with provision. Hallelujah. If you would only believe.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I remember when, Pastor Paige called me. Amen. While she was in the emergency room, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost led me to tell her to lay hands on her own belly. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah, after the prayer, faith was prayed. Hallelujah. The woman of God said, Apostle, the pain went away. Hallelujah. She said, I could still feel that there's something there, but the pain went away. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Another woman of God that is very close to her that she sees as a spiritual mother told her that this, I believe she said, it's the third time that she had a testimony of someone doubling over in pain, but it was the healing of God. But it was the healing of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he's a great physician.
Yes, he performed surgery. Hallelujah.
He was the first to put Adam to sleep. And take a rest. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we give God all the glory. Amen.
Yes, amen.
We give God all the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, you got to have great faith. Amen. Listen, time has changed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't even gather the way we used to.
Yes.
This is a different type of gathering, but God is still working.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, I sent my word and it healed them. I sent my word. Just sending the word of healing, the word of faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so we thank God. Amen. Praise God. This is why we have to be steadfast, faith believing.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Those of you that do not know Pastor Paige, she's a wonderful woman of God.
Amen.
Restorer of the Breach is her ministry. Amen. And she armor bears me in North Carolina. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for her because God sent her. When I stepped foot in North Carolina, I met her at a gathering.
Amen.
Amen. And God moved in a special way at that gathering. It was evangelist. What's the evangelist's name, Pastor Paige?
I call her Evangelist Barbara Williams, but
that's her name. Barbara Scott. Mm-hmm. She was having something in her backyard, and God moved by His Spirit. I didn't go expecting to work, amen. But listen, don't give me an invitation, amen. Praise God, Lord, use me for Your glory, amen. And God used a lot of ministers there that day, amen. Praise God, and people were being blessed, amen. Praise God. I believe Barbara Scott's daughter, amen, was stricken with a sickness there. Amen. Praise God. And beloved, just bear with us for a minute. And I remember, amen, when she called me up to pray for people, she was one of the people I prayed for. I believe she transitioned now. Amen. Praise God. But it was years later. It was years later. Mm. Praise God. I thank God for extending her life. Amen. But she was on a walker and they said that she could not walk. Amen. They was not expecting for her to walk on her own again. Amen. Praise God. But I took that walker and I threw it to the side, led by the Holy Ghost. And I told her to walk in the name of Jesus. She had the faith to walk. She came forth walking. And every time she went to walk, I said, put your faith on Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Transferring your faith someplace else. Amen. Put it on in the name of Jesus. And she walked clear across that yard. Amen. And so one of the other apostles that did not recognize me, that was from New York, amen, she gave her back the walk, and I threw it again. I said, why are you going to give it back to her? And God done did the work, amen. Beloved, listen, will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole?
Yes.
Amen. Will thou? Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You got to want this thing. You can't go back and pick up the crutch or allow it to be a crutch to you. You got to keep walking by faith in the promise of God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Let God do it in your life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And we know that God does this work. Man don't do this work. God does this work. Amen. Sister Titiana, are you on? Sister Titiana. Amen. If Sister Titiana is not on and there's no one else that wants to give a testimony, amen. Pastor Paige, we thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. Keep walking by faith. Be looking for the total report. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Because the doctors, every time something goes on with the woman ovaries, the doctors speak hysterectomy. And I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus. Devil, you are another liar in Jesus' name. Amen. I cancel your assignment. The rebuke of the Lord is on you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And But that's not the report of the Lord. Amen. God will let the blood rewrite your story. Amen. Praise God. When we take it to God in prayer, when our faith and our hope is in Him. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Listen, the doctor proclamation is not the final. That's not the final say so. Amen. Praise God. But what God has said, let that be what you prophesy. What God said. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The spies, they brought back a favorable report by faith.
Hallelujah.
By faith. They believe God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody could say what the doctor say, but someone stirred up by the Spirit.
Come on,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has said, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God, beloved. Amen. Her today could be me tomorrow, you tomorrow, but we still got to walk and live this thing by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We still got to walk it and live it by faith. Apostle, I released the line to you so that you could close us out as God leads you to.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because y'all already got me crunk again.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I will sing. I got one song to sing. It's short. The Lord is blessing me right now, Lord, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now, Lord, right now. He woke me up this morning, and He started me on my way.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The Lord is blessing me. right now. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is blessing us right now. Thank you, Pastor Paige, for that wonderful testimony. I thought about what Jesus said in Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
May the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us.
Mm.
May the hands of God protect us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. May the way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us this day and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. You are dismissed. Agape love, everybody. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love, beloved. We do have 12 o'clock p.m. Sunday school. Amen. So
amen.
Let us log back in for that. Agape love.
Agape love.
Amen. Praise God.